calling Dorothy Jane with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. It's the man you married. You remember, committed each other's, we committed our lives to each other, and we're still both around. So anyway, I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Enjoyed time with our kids and extended family. I have obviously no idea. I would like to hear, because you know, again, I'm kind of fond of my wife and children. In case you're interested, I was again at the Leonards. They did invite me, and so we had five there for a pleasant evening, afternoon and evening, so that was enjoyable. And I am next week going to be spending another 4 or 5 nights there again, because they're heading. They're heading to North Carolina to visit family for several days. So I will be there again. Because you see, you do things for others as an act of love. You communicate with them and so forth. And by the way, speaking of communications, you know, the video that was done about last Sunday that was sent out, and I had a little bit of feedback on it, had some yesterday, which was quite interesting. And the first point that was mentioned is this attacks people's pride. And I understand that, because I think this is one of the reasons why your dad won't communicate with me. And I, you know, I'm guessing maybe that's the same reason you won't. You see, I am a foul man. I have done stupid things. I've done sinful things. My heart is still not pure, but I have seen the grace of the Lord, and I need to respond with mercy, with grace, and pursue that. And I want to set that role model in front of my kids, and I want to pursue reconciliation with a woman I love still. The woman I'm committed to for the rest of my days, as I pointed out, because when I made that commitment many years ago to you, I meant it, and I'm living it, and I would like to live it with you, hand in hand. Dorothy Jane, I love you. You have no idea how much I love you.